has less if you discuss the case. Some of the problem of Yichud. Together with that, we also discussed one of the big exceptions of Yichud, which was Libay Gaspa. We discussed one of the big exceptions, was Baila Be'ir, which had an exception in it, which is Libay Gaspa. Today, we want to discuss a Shaila which comes up. In every single case of Yichud, it's a very important exception. It's a Heter Yichud. It's called Pesach Pesach Lishus Rabim. So we'll get to it exactly in Magdar in a second. The question that Allah reminds us, let's give a very classic case this could come up. A woman has a doctor's appointment. So you walk into the doctor's office. The doctor's a male, Jewish or not Jewish. If he's Jewish, you have a Yichud Shaila Deraisa. If he's not Jewish, you have a Yichud Shaila Derabbanan. So the Shaila is, what is a halacha as far as closing the door? Everybody in a doctor's appointment wants privacy, expects privacy. There's no video cameras. We'll discuss those shahs at the end of this year. But Pashas is a very, very private place. Door is closed. What's the halacha? Is that a problem of Yichud? You could be in it for a half hour in a closed room. It sounds like Yichud. Is that Yichud? Is it not Yichud? That's the main shah I wanted to discuss today. Lemaisa, this shayla of Pesach Pesuach, Lushus Rabim, is going to, like I said, it's going to be relevant to every single case of Yichud. Because every case of Yichud, you can always find a way out. Just like, how is a person secluded today? Again, there are some cases where you won't have this heter. For example, if a person's in the forest, you know, walking through, you know, through the forest, so that it's not Pesach Pesuach, Lushus Rabim. It's a different type of a Yichud. But in a scenario where a person is in a etzem is in a public place, but there's doors and that are locked or not locked, or windows and all that stuff, or video cameras all around. So these shilas are pertain to this heter called Pesach Pesuch Tishravim. So let's see the sugya. Yes, the morning kedushin, the first Maror Mokum on the sheet says Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said Pesach Pesuch Tishravim. If there's an open door. To the Rishus Rabim, Ein Choshim Mishav Yichud, there's no Chashash Yichud. So this means that there's no Isser Yichud. All the Dinam of Yichud, all the cases, even the most Chomerdike cases, it sounds like, even in a case where you have Yichud Dairaisa, Ein Choshim Mishav Yichud, why? Because you have Pesach, Pasuach, Rishus Rabim. Now this Gemara is undisputed. The Rambam and the Rosh both passing like this, and the Mechaber passing in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Chof Beis, Siftes, Bayesh, Shapishchai, Pasuach, Rishus Rabim, Ein Chashash, Tzayach, Rishav, Erva, it's Mutter. Yeah, that everyone agrees to. Now, obviously, the issue which really is discussed most prominently in the sugya is how do we define an open door? Open, closed, not closed, locked. We're going to get there in 1 second. I just wanted to start this year with the sugya again of Libay Gaspa. First of all, we really discussed it last week. Again, just as a recap, the halacha is that a married woman is not allowed to have yichud with a man other than her husband. She's an Eishes Ish, that's Arai, that's Erva, that's Yichud Doi Raisa. The Gemara says that if Bai Lo Be'ir, if her husband's in the city, there's no yichud. That means that our cases where, say, our wives would be home alone, and a plumber comes or an electrician comes, and the door is locked, even right, even if mamish pesach, even if it's no, the door is locked, mamish, it's yichud mamish. Afal pikein, since by the beir, there's no chashash yichud. Now there's a machlokes over there between Rashi and the Rambam that was nagei also to the Chazanish, to other poskim, to Heidegger poskim. How to exactly does it mean that the husband is really going to come, or that the fact that he's in the city, his presence is itself, even is an emotional stigma on the woman. There was the Rashi held that it was only heter b'dieven al chachila. So again, there is what to discuss there. But the Gemara Zichr said on some level a heter of libay gaspa of baila be'ir. Now within that heter of baila be'ir, there is one exception. There is a case where baila be'ir does not work, and that means if the man that is having yichud with the woman that her husband's in the city, if he's libay gaspa, which means he grew up with her, he was some kind of a relative to her, or he was somebody that they had a very friendly, playful relationship with, which again, there's a machlokes if someone in the workplace is b'chol that, sibling-in-laws, you would assume that a mother-in-law is libay gaspa. That's the assumption that with your sugar, it's libay gaspa, even though you can tie the punk fakert. But something this farmer pointed out. So there's no heter of baila be'ir when it's libay gaspa. That's a very interesting machlokes comes up. What's the halacha about Pesach Pesuach Lishus Rabim? So again, you have a case of Pesach Pesuach. So it means, again, just give you a classic example. Your wife is home, yeah? And your brother wants to go over and get something, and you're not in the city. If you're in the city, anyways, you have the heter of baila be'ir. We're talking about a case where, again, you would have that same diyun of libay gaspa of baila be'ir. Here you have let's talk about you're not home, so there's no baila be'ir. Your wife is home, and your brother wants to go home and take a nap. So the child is there a heter of Pesach Pesuach? Can she leave the door open to be matter de yichud. Again, with a plumber, we've already said that, again, forget about how you define open door. Assume that the door is open, whatever. Is that even a heter by Levi Gasper or not? Now, the Pashto says, if you look at the sugya says, klar, by Baila Be'er, there's no heter of Baila Be'er when it's Levi Gasper. By Pesach HaSosach Ram, the Gemara made no such condition. So it seems that Pesach HaSosach does not have anything to do with the Chumrah of Levi Gasper. That means that the heter of Pesach HaSosach is a better heter, and it applies, it's a stronger heter, Kilu, it applies even in cases where Baila Be'er wouldn't work. That's the pashas of the sugya. You look at the sugya, that's what it looks like. The problem is there's a Trumas Hadeshen, and there's the Havana of the Chagas Mechagi. The Trumas Hadeshen says something very interesting. He's talking about a case, we mentioned it last week, the Trumas Hadeshen is talking about a case where there was Kinala. What does Kinala mean? Kinala means that, let's say the husband told her specifically, a Soita. The Gemara says a case, a man tells his woman, don't have Yichud with that guy. So the Shaila is, what if he has Stira in a place, so they ask the Trumas Hadeshen of Shaila, is Baila Be'ir, is there a Heter Baila Be'ir, when the husband specifically told the woman, don't have yichud with that guy. So he's machmer. Now what's his right to be machmer? He says, because the Gemara says that by Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim, right, that if it's, if the, he quotes the Gemara, if it's Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim, that there's no chashash yichud. However, if it was kinala, if we're already choshesh this man and woman, the husband already spoke out, already warned her, the halach is, there's no heter Pesach Pasuach. Zachter Trumas Hadeshen, Kal V'Choymer, that there will be no heter Baila Be'ir when it was Kinala. Okay, that's the Trumas Hadeshen.
Well, what does that mean that the husband said that he can?
So, it's talking about a case of real Saita. I mean, the husband Mamish called his wife over and spoke to her and said, listen, I know you're friendly with this guy, it makes me uncomfortable, I don't like it. Yeah? He Mamish accused her of cheating and Zachter, whatever.
Don't be Miyachah
with this guy. She went ahead and did it anyways, in a case of Pesach Pesuach, meaning the door was open and they were together in a room. So is there a heter? Is there such a heter for them to have yichud in such a case? The Gemara says there isn't. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, Kol Shekein, if it's just Baila Be'ir, that it won't be a heter won't be a heter in the case of Kinala. Right? He basically makes Kinala like Liboy Gaspa, a little bit. He makes it as an exception, and he says, if there's no heter of Pesach Pesuach, if there's no heter Pesach Pesuach by Kinala, for sure, by Amos Baila, by Baila Be'er, there'll be no heter. Now, comes on the Chagas Mechaikik, and the Chagas Mechaikik says, he stamps his two words in the halacha of Pesach Pesuach, he says, there's no heter Pesach Pesuach by Kinala, and he says, there's also no heter Pesach Pesuach by Libay Gaspa, and he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen. Now again, look at the Trumas Hadeshen, the Trumas Hadeshen said no such thing, he never said it. Yeah? But the Chagas Mechaikik said he said it. So the Taz is Choylik. The Taz, who's not on the side of the page, it's on the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch and Nebuchadnezzar, he says the Chagas Mechaikik is wrong. There's no such thing. It's not true. He says that even though by Kinala there's no Heter Pesach Pesuach, but by Liboy Gaspa, Loi Motzino, there's such a Chumrah, and he's Takem Ekel. Yeah, he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen as only being Machmer, like by Kinala. However, he says, Vaday Gaspa, Ikrevasai, Vaday, Moyel Azeh Pislei Lishus Rav. So you have a Machlaikis between the Chalkis Machlaikik and the Taz, what the Trumas Hadeshen said. Now, the Magi and the Taz, I won't go through the whole thing. The Magi and the Taz brings basically four Ha'aras on this. And the Mechalkes Mechalkes to be Cholik on him. First of all, he points out that the Mechalkes Mechalkes never said it. He said, if you really, Rav Moshe, it's the next Maram Makam over here, I didn't really quote the whole thing, but Rav Moshe is Machmer, like the Mechalkes Mechalkes. Now, the Pala is, what are you talking about? The Mechalkes Mechalkes was wrong. Mamash wrong. The Trumas Hadeshen never said it. And the Magia has four Ha'aras on it. Rav Moshe points out that even though it's true, Al Pi Cheshbon, he has two Mechalkes in it, but let's go to the Pashup Shad on the Mechalkes Mechalkes. Even though Al Pi Cheshbon, the Trumas Hadeshen never said it. He never said that there's an Isser of Libay Gaspa by Pesach Pesuach. But what you do see, the general approach of the Trumas Hadeshen was to equate Pesach Pesuach and Baila Be'ir, and Kinala and Libay Gaspa. If you take it all together, it definitely sounds in the Trumas Hadeshen. Even though Al Pi Cheshbon, you have no raya that he would have been machmer by Libay Gaspa Pesach Pesuach. But since he's equating Libay Gaspa to Kinala, and he's equating Pesach Pesuach to Baila Be'ir, it makes sense that the Chagas B'Chagig, that the Truma Sedeshin also would have been Machmer in that case. And Mislama, that's the Kavanah of the Chagas B'Chagig. Even though it's true that the Truma Sedeshin never said it beforeish, but the Chagas B'Chagig understood that that was what the Truma Sedeshin wanted. And that's why he learned up that there's a Chumra of Libay Gassar Pesach Pesuach, even though it might not be Muchach like that. Okay, take a look at the Taz. He has his four R's. The Ramesha goes with the Chumra of the Chagas B'Chagig. Again, if you wanted to keep me here all night, proving to me that that wasn't the Kavanah of the Truma Sedeshin, it's not Muchach, it's Zichr not Muchach. Rav Moshe says, he has a Mahalach that maybe it's Muchach, but his Zichr Mahalach, I think, is that even though it's not Muchach, the Chalkas Muchach understood that's what the Truma Sedeshin wanted. And Rav Moshe Stach HaMachmer, so if you want to employ a Heter in a case of Libay Gaspa, Pesach Pesuach, it won't be allowed. Again, if it's, again, we're talking about a case where there's no Baila Be'er. We don't have a Heter or Baila Be'er. Let's say you're talking about, for example, a case of a Yichud, which is not, she's not married. Let's say you have a single girl with her cousin, yeah? So she's a Nida. She's a Penuya, she's a Nida. It's only Yichud or Rabbanon. But Lamaisa, you need to come on to this, you need to have some kind of Heter. So how does she have Yichud with her cousin that she grew up with? It's Liba Gaspa. So the Tarsi, you want to use the Heter of Pesach Pesuach. So the Shaila is, can you really use the Heter of Pesach Pesuach in a case of Liba Gaspa? Lamaisa, it'll be telling this machlekes. Rav Moshe was machmer. I saw that Tzitz Eliezer was mekel. The Shevet Alevi basically comes along and he says that he says you could use Pesach Pesuach even in the case of Libay Gaspa, but you could only use it if it's real Pesach Pesuach. We'll see in a minute what that means exactly. Again, definitely there'll be more kal in the scenarios where it'll be definitely more kal in scenarios where it's Yichud Rabbanon. So it's a very important thing, and all these there's so many machlokes in these sugyas. It's always important to identify the level of the yichud that you're having. Again, esh esh nida, all these things are d'oraisa, but a goita would be d'rabbanan. And there's a lot of other cases which could be, if you have other tzirufim that could make things d'rabbanan. For example, two women with one man, even though we're machmer, but two women with one man in many cases, many poskim say it's only d'rabbanan. It's yichud, but it's only d'rabbanan. If that's true, because again, the svarim noshim daitim kalas were machmer even with two women and one man, but it could be still in d'rabbanan. So you have to know in all these cases, once it's d'rabbanan, you have more leniency. So if you have a machlokes here between the chalkes machlokes and the taz, if there's a heter Libay Gaspa, so if it's anyways yichud d'rabbanan, then again there's a big smach to be mekel. Again, like I said, the Shevet Alevi basically says that when you have real Pesach Pesuach, you can be mekel even if it's Libay Gaspa. Fine. Just one other thing about who's the heter of Pesach Pesuach with before we get to the real sugya of what is the getter of Pesach Pesuach. The Pesach Yeshua brings that even somebody whose business is with women, the last mission in Kedushin says that if you have a man who his business is, he deals with women, Iskoyim Anoshim, we're more machmer and yichud, right? We would think punkfaket. It is a shugel shayon, we're showing a little bit how to understand it, but the Pasha says that if somebody's business is with women, he's a ladies' man. We're more chayshish, a ladies' man. He's more comfortable. He's too comfortable, therefore we're machmer. Also, a paritz, the Gemara says clearly that even though it's a heter, two men with one woman, but not if they're prutzim, not if they're not sneezed people. So again, these are people that were normally more machmer and yichud. Paiskim do speak out, the Piskachuba does speak out, that in the heter of Pesach Pesuach, it helps even for a paritz, and it helps even for somebody's iskoyim anoshim. So it is a pretty all far-reaching heter and very, very crucial because in most cases of yichud, when you have a real shayla, the heter of Pesach Pesuach is what you'll employ is the one that you'll try to use in order to get out of it. So let's see if you turn to the second side of the Maariv Kumash sheet, we're going to get to the meat of the sugyo, which really is how do you define Pesach Pesuach? Open door, right? It means that there's a door that's open. So obviously, when the Gemara says it's the heter of an open door, it sounds like if the door is closed, right? Pesach Pesuach, it's open. So the question is how to define that. What's the deal? So if you look in the Rashba, the Truvas of Rashba, the Rashba says that, just read you the first line, V'hagofas t'losei shamarta, this is where it really comes from. He says, closing the door that we were talking about, ein ze yichud ach yehe bayis nol. Says the Rashba, if the door is locked, then it's a problem of yichud. The tara tarik biyushami shar nol b'manol mashum. We say that the door is tarik, it means that it's locked with a lock. Then it's a problem of yichud. But if the door is not locked with a lock, even if it's closed, it's called open. That's what it sounds like in the Rashba. And therefore, you could be mekel in yichud as long as it's not locked. So again, your wife is home alone, and the electrician comes in. There's no heter b'al beer or whatever. Or let's say, for example, again, the case that we said earlier. The case we're talking about here, if you have a doctor, your wife has a doctor's appointment with a doctor, and the door is closed, but it's not locked. So according to the Rashba, ein ze yichud ach hei bayis nol. As long as the doctor doesn't lock the door, there will be a heter of Pesach Pesuach, and therefore she's allowed to stay with him together in the room. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eger in Truvis brings the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir is Moichiach. I don't want to go into why and how, what, his whole cheshbon over there. But he says that the Rashba is a toy cipher. He says everybody's got wrong Rashba. And he says the proper girsa is the Hagofas Losa Shamarta Einza Yisoid Ad Sheyehei Bayis Nol. Does not mean that you need to have the Bayis Nol. Continue. Changes the girsa and he turns it on Punk Fakert. And therefore he says, Zuckerberg, go to this Beis Meir, that even a door that is closed is still yichud, it needs to be mamish open. Yeah? It needs to be mamish open. Now again, depending on the place that you read, some of them will tell you that it has to be wide open. Some of them will tell you that as long as it's not, again, if it's the handle is not clicked in, that's already also going to be pushed open. Again, it depends on the level of the chumrah. We'll see. We're going to have to mix and match the different cases here. How many tzirufim that we have to be makel, how far you need to go. If you have a very strong case, if you have a yichud d'oraisa without any tzirufim of baila be'ir or any other, those other tzirufim that come up, it could be that if a person wants to be, again, in a case of halachat chila, a person should best open the door all the way and mamash leave it open. So again, this would be, and according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, one thing is clear, if it's closed, even if it's not locked, there's still going to be no heter of Pesach. Pesach needs to mamash be open. If you look in the Pesach Chuv, it brings a Ritvaz, which mamash quotes the Rashba like the other girsa. What comes out of here is, I'm not trying to be a balabat shenunnik and tell you a sugya of girsas, but it really is totally on how to read this Rashba. Again, there is cheshbon involved, but the main thing is really is, what did the Rashba say? What are the words of the Rashba? Ein ze yichud or ein ze yisoid? The nafkamina is there a heter in this case where the door is closed but not locked? Oh, so we're going to get there 1 second. If there's such a tear, so yeah, David's pointing out it depends where the man is. It's a very good point. We're going to get there 1 second. Just how do we machria in this shayla? Let's Sam, if it happens, it just happened to me recently. I went to get something from someone's house at service, someone in the neighborhood, whatever. And the wife was home by herself, and I walked in, and like the door kind of closed behind her, and she says to me, oh, by the way, don't worry, my husband's coming home any second. So if you're worried about yichud. So I said, first of all, your husband doesn't have to be coming home any second. It's Baila Be'ir, it's Motu, even if he's not, as long as he could. So, but thank you for telling me. I gave her a whole Yichud share. I was there for like an hour, like three times to share Yichud. So I said, and by the way, I also want you to know that the door closed is not really Pesach Pesuach. It's not really, Yichud because the door is open. Again, it's Machlik Sapayiskim, but for sure, if you're the other two from over here, people are going to be coming in any time. What? So I didn't tell her the gersois. Women don't like gersois. They want an old tachlis. Anyways, how do the poison go with this this shayla? I saw it with Vosner and Shevet Alevi is machmer. The Chazanish is mekel again. And the Aruch Hashulchan is mekel. Stakler is mekel. Rav Yosef is mekel. Rav Belsky is mekel. In all these cases, again, whenever you have a door that's closed, as long as it's not locked, it's going to be motor. I saw in the Chutshani, this is really where I good halacha lemaisa. He says a beroyfei noshim. If you have a doctor a gynecologist or something like that, the wife goes to visit him and he's a man. Yesh gan yesh lodin if you should do that anyways. But yesh lahakil besogar v'loy noel. You could be makel if it's closed but not locked. But tziruf shabai labir. Use the heter of bai labir. But tziruf bai labir. Now, when do you need? What do you need that for? You have bai labir anyways. L'chayr, what he means is that you don't have Baila Be'er according to all opinions, right? Baila Be'er usually means that the husband has to know exactly and Taka could come. So it could be that he's using, you have some shittas that Baila Be'er applies. Again, it's an emotional thing, even if the husband doesn't know where she is, and even if he's not going to actually come. Now remember, he throws in the other sugya. If there's a chashash libay gaspa, which the chelkas b'chayik was machmer, yesh lahashir sedel's pesucha, then he does not want to be makel. So if you know the doctor very, very well, if it's your doctor, if you already use them for your six kids and he already asked you how everybody's doing and it's like a whole friendly cha-cha matzo over there, so then it could be he wants to be mitzarev other things to leave the door open, not to be soymich on the again it's another tzat to be machmer could leave a gaspa, so he does not want to be soymich on the rajba with the girsa of Ein Zeh Yichud. He wants to be choshbuki veger, so he says leave the door wide open. Say what? Yes, we'll see that in 1 second. Just one more thing, that Rav Sternbach, in this machlekes, I saw in Chuvas van Hoggis, he speaks at Mufurish, that by Yichud Dei Reisa, he says to be Machmer. If you have a case of Yichud Dei Reisa, As long as you should really open the door mamish. But in the case of Yichud Rabbanan, it makes a lot of sense. If you have a Yichud Rabbanan, you can be soimich on the opinions that a closed door is good enough. So for example, if a person has, let's say your home in Ismanim and you have a cleaning lady at home, and the door is closed, and you're home alone with the cleaning lady, so it's mutter, again this is Allah Halamai said, it's mutter, you can be make according to Sternbach, because since the door is unlocked and people could get in, whatever, that Pesach Pesach Shuram is good enough, as long as it's Yichud Rabbanan. He wants to make a Yichud Rabbanan, she's a guy. She's a guy. I would assume that your clean lady is a guy. If she's not a guy, so then if you don't have a Polish clean lady and you have a Jewish one, then it's Deraisa. Again, she's either a Shish or Nida. All those cases, then Rav Sternbach says you should leave the door wide open. Very, very Gishmak HaMachlokes comes up again. Chazanish is involved again. He's very Mekel and Yichud. I don't know if he's Mekel. He has a different look at it. But what's the halacha? Let's say you have a Pesach Pesach Rabbin. Forget about what it is for a second. But let's say you know for a fact no one's coming in. No one's coming in. Let's say you did the statistics, you've been keeping cheshbon, no one has ever walked into your house, even with the door wide open. So, what's going on over here? What kind of heter is this of Pesach Pesach? I was Dr. Chaznish. He says, Amos Rabim Olav B'teva Afidu B'Efenzeh. This is Mar Mokum over here on the sheet, right in the middle of the sheet. Last few words, he says, even if no one will ever walk in, Amos Rabim Olav B'teva. A person is nervous about the door being open. He won't do anything again inappropriate because lamaisa people could walk in. That's what he says. The teva is even if no one ever walks in. If you look in the Tshuva's Binyan Siyah, and it's mavur over there that the whole purpose of the door being open is that someone's going to walk in. So he says if no one's going to walk in, it mamash doesn't do anything and it's not a heter. So you have a very fundamental machlokes over here. What you know? How far? I mean, by Pesach Pesuach, kilo. What is it? Is it a practical thing? Or again, more like it's really the Shitasi a little bit, the Chazanish, like in Baila Be'ir, the Hainu, there's a certain, you know, psychological, emotional connection that a person has to the, that a woman has to her husband. So here also, there's a certain psychological effect it has on a person when a door is open, even if Lamaisa, no one's going to come in. Whereas the Binyan Siyan goes more like Ramosha went over there by Baila Be'ir, that you need to have a practical shter to the Yichud. Ramosha over here says a very interesting svar. Ramosha here actually says a very interesting kula. He says, Dr. Ramosha, let's say the door is locked. Yeah, he takes the binyan siyan and he says it even a step further. He says, let's say the door is locked mamash with a key. But if somebody knocks on the door, you'll have to open it. So Dr. Ramosha learns that the whole agdara of Pesach Pesuach, that's what it seems to come out. Again, he doesn't use this lechatchila. He says, b'shas tzchak, if you need to be locked in a room with somebody, you can use this kula. Let's say you have a case where the door is locked mamash, but if someone knocks on the door, you have to open it. Dr. Ramosha, that's mamash Pesach Pesuach l'shus rabim. Again, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't have to answer the door, right? You know Mitch Hedberg's joke? You go to the cleaners at 3 o'clock in the morning and just says, sorry, we're closed. He says, what are you sorry for? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're not supposed to be open up, right? So you don't have to open the door at 3 o'clock in the morning. So why are you... Zokter Moshe, that would be Yichud. But at 8 o'clock at night, when 15 people came to your door collecting for different yeshivas around there, it's still Purim time, right? You know people are knocking, and you can't not answer. That's not where they come at 8 o'clock, because what are you going to say? I'm not home? Who's not home at 8 o'clock, right? So you got to answer. Therefore, Dr. Moshe, there's a heter yichud over there. Now, the pella is that we're talking about a case where it's mamish yichud. The poshim shad and pesach pesach shazram is that, again, it's not yichud. The hainu, there's a matzah over here where I'm not secluded because anyone can come in and it's open to coming in. Rav Moshe is saying that it's not the vort that you're not secluded. Rav Moshe is saying that since there's a mirsas, right? Since that I'm afraid someone could come in, so maybe I'm not going to do anything even though I am secluded. That's how Rav Moshe is learning, right? So a lot of the hainu kapaisim are matmi on Rav Moshe, that's not the heter pesach pesuach. Again, Rav Moshe held out like that. So again, the shayla is Yesh Ladin. Let's just get to the lumbus of it. Yesh Ladin, what's the heter of Pesach Pesuach? Is the heter of Pesach Pesuach that I'm afraid to do anything because someone might walk in? Or the heter of Pesach Pesuach is that I'm not in a matzah of Yichud. Right? It's not the stam that I'm afraid. I'm actually not secluded because and kilu, people walking in is a simen that I'm not secluded. But the yisoid is that I'm not secluded. Again, I think two of these cases are big nafkaminas. One case is, again, let's say I am secluded, but someone could still walk in. How is that? If someone knocks in a matzah, then I'll have to answer. So Rav Moshe held, that's enough. The other case is really the Chazanish. The Chazanish held it. Even if no one's going to come in bepoil, but that doesn't make a difference. Because lemaisa, I'm not in a matzah of Yichud. Okay, you could learn the Chazanish a little bit differently. Again, it sounds maybe like he's saying a little bit differently that I'm still mirsus people are going to come in. You could say that the Chaznish says I'm not secluded. I know one's going to come in. The fact that anybody could makes it ois yichud. It's felt in the yichud. Anyways, these are some of the different shaylos that come up. Again, in this shaila, again, you have to know there's a lot of controversy how to understand the lamus of yichud. Again, in certain cases where it's the rabbanon, you have certain tzirufim, you can definitely be mekel. I saw that Rishnambach here also, he says a very interesting etza. He says, let's say you have to be in a room that the door is closed. So he says, if you write in the Maramukam Mishnah, it's actually out of order. Should be up here. But he says that if let's say you write on the sheet, you write on the sign, open, like come in, we're open. You know, so even if the door is locked, so Kilo, you're inviting people in. It might not be. It could be that all places come over there would be makel if that's good enough. That Kilo, it's open. Another interesting shot. Let's say the door is locked, but the neighbor has the key. Is that called yichud or not? That's very similar to Ramesh's shayla. I would say it's telling the same law. This, if the pshat is that you're not secluded, but here in Lamaisa you are secluded. Someone has a key to get in, say there. But if the pshat is that Lamaisa you're mirsa, someone might walk in. So if they occasionally use the key, again, it could be a heter. So again, leaving a heter, it would be an etza to like leave a key by a neighbor and to ask the neighbor to just come and pop in once in a while without knocking. Might be an etza. The Pesach Tshuva does say over here just what's called it has to be pasuach l'shus harabim. When someone it has to be open to an area which is open to a rabim. They say that our apartment buildings, you have people walking by, three people generally, that's good enough. The question would be if someone has a place which is taka secluded, it's no one, you don't have to, someone lives at the end of a moshav or something like that where no one walks by. Is that called Rosh Rabbim? Again, Yeshua, then how many people walk by, but there does have to be some kind of a rabbin. What you mentioned about night, they say that it has to be in hours when people are walking by, otherwise it's not Rosh Rabbim. If it's at night, when people aren't coming in, aren't walking by, again, you lose the mirsis factor. You lose the possibility of people coming in. So you also lose the heter of festival social rabbim. This is the Pesach Tshuva. He says that in the middle of the night, you won't have these heterim. So again, if someone, again, you have to know what the normal, I think it's not totally in dark. It's telling what normal hours for people to be coming around. Again, these hours, you'll have people till 10 o'clock knocking on your door for tzedakah this time of year. So again, it could be dependent. It could be that if perm time, you know, things that are different. Bein Hazmanim also, Yerushalayim's hopping till 3 o'clock in the morning. Bein Hazmanim. During Hazman, our neighborhoods is much quieter, if you ever notice. Much quieter during Hazman at night. So again, you'd have to be makbid a little bit earlier. Interesting, Shiloh, about upstairs. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be Yerushalayim. That's part of the Pesach Tshuva's clarity. Is it Tali Nagdor of Shusram and Tuma? He's blue by Starkey. It has to be there's people around. It's reasonable. That's good enough. That's called. It doesn't have to be right. It's like Linyan Chaner's Chanukah. Like that's also.
You have an elevator and no one's going down your floor.
The what?
Let's say you have an elevator and no one goes down your floor. I mean, technically,
if you have neighbors that are also on your floor that will be walking out of the house, that's also good enough.
Three or one time. Usually not.
Right here. Not everyone takes the elevator. Also, you can also be sorry with that. People don't have to take the stairs when the elevator's stuck or whatever. When people have the elevator, Rav Eliashiv has a heter also. Let's say you have an upstairs. Let's say you have two floors. Can I, you know, let's say you live in America, you live in Psank, if you have two floors in your house, right? So the shaila is, can you leave the bat? Can you have yichud upstairs in a room and downstairs the door is open? So Rav Eliashiv says that any door, if the door is open, again, assume, let's say the door is wide open, and as long as you can get to that room easily within a minute, it's not like a hidden room, you know, behind the fireplace, whatever. He's basically makel that's also not called yichud. Pesach pesuach on the ground floor could help for upstairs as well. No, zikr not. We're talking about a case where it's open and you can get to that room, but as long as, again, the chiddush is that it's not directly. Kilo, if someone would be walking in, would they be able to find you? He says as long as it's somewhat reasonable for them to walk in and to get there within a minute, that's good enough.
And if someone lives in your basement, that's fine.
The what?
If someone lives in your basement, but they have access to your top floor.
If they have access to the top floor, but again, if
they
the whole
have no entrance, but they live. They have access, they can come upstairs, let's say, if they want, then that's not yichud.
How could they get upstairs?
But they have their own entrance, let's say, to the bed.
Say, but they also have an entrance from collecting their apartment to your house?
Yeah, they could just hold up two steps.
I don't understand the mistake. Again, you're talking about the guy has his own entrance.
He has his own entrance, but your floor, let's say, is a three-floor house.
Yeah.
You live in the basement, you live on the top floor.
Is it closed, the basement? He could walk in, it's not locked?
Yeah, let's say, for example.
So you have to know if that's really called yichud. He's in the same house as you, not in the same room as you. That's a separate shayla. Here we're talking about a case where in the same room, the question is, does the opening work? The difference Shiloh Beth then. Pasha says it is a problem. Again, if it's gonna be locked. You should just know also that Rizal Krelitz is machmor in the Shiloh upstairs. He says that you can only be makel in the upstairs if you leave it mamish open. Keep the door wide open. But if you just leaves, he wants to be machmor again. Similar, I keep saying this over and over again, but I just want you to cap that if you put all the pieces together, he says that if the door is wide open, then upstairs he's willing to be makel. If you're upstairs, leaving the downstairs door wide open. But if the downstairs door is closed but not locked, then he won't be makel for upstairs, but he will be makel for downstairs. Again, you have to know if it's talking about a case of a deraisa, the rabbanon. There's many different variables here that you can mix and match. To again, Levi Gaspel will change things. All these different parts of the sugya make it a little bit different. Just two more. I'll just mention the shilas. One big shilas is a case of a window. Let's say the door is mamish locked, but you can see through the window. Places are generally makel in this case. Again, even though you're closed in, but obviously the seclusion is not there because the point is people will see you. And there's for sure the zichur mirsis there. Again, as long as you can see anywhere in the room, but you obviously can't be in the corners of the room where it's impossible to see from the surrounding. Places we talk about funny cases where I need a ladder to climb up and see. Okay, those aren't cases aren't so much. What? It's very negayah for a car. A car is a whole other sugya, but one of the heterim for a car is that people, even if the doors are locked in the car and you're driving in the street at night, but lamaisa, people can see in the window. So if you have enough people around, place them our makel, but definitely b'shas and tzarech, that it wouldn't be a case of, you know, the whole shalat comes up, can you give, you know, the awkward case you see your neighbor's wife by a chasana and she asks you for a ride home. So it's 11 o'clock at night, you're driving from the city to Lakewood, whatever it is, from wherever, from New York to Lakewood. Can I drive her home? I'm in the car for an hour with her, in seclusion. So you have to know the roads, they're populated enough that then the doors are open, the windows are that you can definitely see through the windows. If you can see through the windows, Ramesh is all true about it. If you have a guy driving, a guy a cab driver, if it's motor, he says, B'shachat chak mamash, Ramesh is making by a guy a cab. What? The dating, it's a big shalom by dating for sure. It's a shalom by dating. Again, we said a Pnuya is a Ever Deraisa because she's a Nida. So these shalos do come up. One other shalom which comes up is very famous shalos, video cameras. If you have video cameras, is that enough to be matzah? So I saw in the Shevet Alevi, he's very, very machmer. He comes out very, very sharp. He's like, I saw people that were makel, and it's a big mistake. I saw afterwards, Rabbi Nissen Karelitz says that be'etzem it should work, but he says, mitzad ha-svara, he doesn't address it, but he says that the Shevet Alevi is wrong. Kilo, like, mitzad ha-svara, it works. He says, the problem is, if I see the Metzias, people have video cameras and they do it anyways, right? So you see that he wants to be machmer, not because he holds that it's not right, but just because he holds people are do it anyways. People aren't safe to do it anyways. I saw Rebelski's Michal. He says, if there's a security guard watching the video right now, fine. But just because something's being taped, so that later on, if something happens, we go back and check the tape, that's not enough. Because why should someone go back and check the tape? You have to be that somebody's taka watching it to be makeup.
FaceTime, sure, but not going to be a problem.
FaceTime, as long as the person is actually seeing it, you can see the whole thing. FaceTime should be okay.
So if you need it for anyone who's having your work come in, let her FaceTime or one mother.
Sounds like a very good answer. Sounds like a very good idea. Yeah, it would seem that it has to be somebody that's matzo. It has to be somebody. Usually, they say it has to be somebody that let's say, for example, it's sorry. The Gemara says cases that there's no yichud even by two women. It has to be, let's say, your wife or something like that, or whatever, your husband, something like that.
One person's not there. The other woman's not there. She's FaceTiming. She's not a shomer.
No, because it's not better than
she's not that kal. She's not involved.
I hear you saying only if she's I don't know the part of this part of the sugya. I have to zoom in. That let's say can a woman be a shayim? Meaning when is two nashim a problem? When she's also going to be nispata, but if she has no hanof from it, maybe it'd be different. I that's what you mean, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't learn that part of the sugya well enough. Mishnah will leave that for next time. But just get a halacha l'maaseh by a doctor's office just to keep this in mind. If it's a yichud deraisa and the door is closed, so again, just the variables go as follows: there are places that are makel straight up door being closed as long as it's not locked. According to the Chazon Ish, even if no one will walk in, even if you're in America and people know, we know for sure no one will walk in, still that's not a problem of Yichud. According to the Binyan Tzion and others, it would have to be that someone could walk in. If let's say there's you know, nurses that could knock even and you have to answer it, so again, Ramosha holds, even if it's locked, if they would knock and you'd have to answer it, it'd also be good enough to be makel. Again, it comes out very negayah because doctors don't like to leave the door open a little bit. If there's a case, if you happen to leave a gospel with a doctor, again, it's more of a tat to be machmer to maybe try to leave the door open. Again, some places have medical privacy laws. I don't know how that works. But make your adin. some people are some. You could always, again, use the baila b'ir. Also, in such a case, or if your husband's in the town, tell your husband. The woman should tell her husband where she is, and then again, that as long as he's in the town, it's fine. But even like Rav Moshe, that he has to taka know where she is. So now he knows where she is, and he can always come. He had these atayim. Again, the point is to always make these cases work. I think that that the sukkah ends up being just a hargosha that I have. The sukkah ends up being a sukkah of lichat chila. I think that in all cases, in a case of mamash atzorich, let's say a woman has a doctor that she has to go to, and she has to close the door. I think in the Shas of Chak, I think everyone would tell you that it could be Mekel and be Soymech on the Girsa that we have in the Tshuva Sarash, and Tetzel Yezer, it could be Mekel in that case. You know, again, no one's going to tell you that. If you could open the door, then do it. I think you'll always have cases. No one, it's very rare to find a case where you have to have a locked door, Kilo, and then you won't have the Heter Pesach Pesuch. I think Pesach Pesuch is a general Heter that you'll have in most cases of Yichud. The question is how much of a tzarech is it to have the door closed? And then the question is, what else can you do? What else can you mitzarech to make it? Again, a case where you can be makel according to more opinions to get more shittus in. But in a case of need, I do think that a person could definitely be makel, and with a closed door, even if as long as it's not locked.